Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. And you're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because we got our good friend Stephen M.R. Covey on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, you recognize that name. No, it's not Stephen Covey, who's also a member of our Brain Trust and one of our good friends. It's one of his handsome sons. And Stephen M.R. is co-founder and CEO of Covey Link Worldwide, and he's got a significant background in the area of helping companies like yours and mine put our best foot forward. His outstanding book, which you hear me quoting from all the time, The Speed of Trust, is holding in my hand, and I'm very happy to have a beautifully inscribed copy of that. And he's our good friend, Stephen M.R. Covey. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. I always love being on your show. Great to reconnect.
It's good to have you back. How's your mom and dad?
You know, they're doing really well, really well. And my dad is continually working on new projects. New
he's
books.
Amazing, isn't he?
Working on six books at once.
He's a hero. He's our hero. I know he is mine, yours too. And your mother too, though. I mean, she's a hero too. I mean, I've spoken with her, by the way. I've gotten to know her a little bit on the phone, and she's the real hero, isn't she?
She's the real hero, and also she's my father's book, Seven Habits of Highly Effective Families. She's really the ghostwriter on that.
I believe that's
her.
Stephen, one of the things that I've been doing on my show for a long time now, I have two authors that I two guys that I focus on that I feature with regard to trust. You and of course our good buddy Arkie C. and Cuddy, which I hope you get to meet one day. He's an outstanding individual. But the two of you, I quote your works all the time. The things you talk about all the time, and you know, I've been. Talking about trust lately as the lubricant of relationships,
mm-hmm.
and the thing that makes the relationship come and go back and forth each way, and without trust, then you know you got metal against metal, and things come to a screeching halt, don't they?
Trust truly is the one thing that changes everything, and this is particularly true in relationships. Try to envision a relationship in which people don't trust each other. It's your ability to accomplish things, to move fast, to take on tough issues, just goes down dramatically. And with trust, though, everything's accelerated. It happens faster. There's less cost, like you say, less friction. And so you get far better results, and it's far more efficient. And also, that's just the quantitative side. The qualitative side, of course, is there's more energy, more joy, more satisfaction, more happiness with relationships of trust. And so this is something that's so fundamental, so basic in our lives that we sometimes overlook it.
Well, you know, there's one other thing, and I think you may have touched on it, but when you were going through your list there, but trust is perhaps the most important, the most dynamic, the most atomic of all the efficiency elements in a business relationship, especially. And right now, basically, we're talking about, you know, for our purposes, we're talking about business relationships. Because, you know, one of the things I said for a long time, Stephen, is that small business owners want to trust. They want to be trustworthy, and they want to trust you. It's our nature to do that, but it's also a best practice, because if I can trust you, there's a whole lot of stuff we don't have to talk about. There's a whole lot of stuff we don't have to do. I don't have to go around covering up. I don't have to go around protecting my backside. I don't have to worry. I can do things and count on you to be there. That's an incredibly efficient practice, isn't it?
It is extraordinarily efficient. It's fast, and it doesn't cost you. I put it this way. Nothing is as fast as the speed of trust.
Yeah.
That efficiency, and you're exactly right. Look at the opposite. When the trust goes down in any relationship, or with a customer, or with a partner, or in a company with your employees, if the trust goes down, you're going to find that the speed goes down with it. Everything's going to take you longer to do, and the costs will go up. Everything will cost you more. Why? Because of the many, many steps you have to take to compensate for that lack of trust, like you were just saying.
Mm-hmm.
You have to check, you have to validate, you have to verify, you have to follow this process. But thankfully, it works the other direction. When the trust goes up in that relationship, on the team, with the customer, with your staff, when the trust goes up, the speed goes up dramatically. Everything happens much faster while the cost comes down. It costs you less. And that's a dividend, a high trust dividend. And it is the ultimate efficiency.
And they're
it's ours for the taking, but we just need to recognize it and focus on it.
And from a profitability standpoint, not only do costs come down, but margins go up. And when we come back, I want to talk about that. And some, we're going to talk about some other things that Stephen's been working on lately on with regard to the speed of trust that will help you with your business, especially as we enter this new era that I've been talking a lot about. Stephen M. R. Covey is our guest. He's our good friend. The book is called The Speed of Trust. Stay with us. Little Shocking Blue bringing us back 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out our blog. On and on. Thousands and thousands of pieces of information that you can consume anywhere from 5 seconds to 15 minutes. Anywhere in between on any topic under the Small Business Sun. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Stephen M. R. Covey is with us, folks. Stephen is the author of The Speed of Trust, the one thing that changes everything. And it really is. And Stephen, I want to read this. I know I've done this before, but I love this passage. I often take your book. There are certain speeches that I give, Stephen, where trust is an issue. And I take your book with me. And I'm holding your book, so there's no question about where the attribution is. And I read this passage. Trust impacts us 24/7, 365 days a year. It undergirds and affects the quality of every relationship, every communication, every work project, every business venture, every effort in which we are engaged. It changes the quality of every present moment and alters the trajectory and outcome of every future moment of our lives, both personally and professionally. And when I read those words to the audience, you could hear a pin drop, Stephen. Mm. And so I thank you for that and for the power of those words. It's so important that we all know about trust, Stephen, but it's almost like it's so much a part of our lives that we take it for granted. You know, it's like our own family. We take, you know, that we couldn't do without them. We'd be nothing without them. But we take them for granted because they're always there. And one of the things I want to talk about, and I want to come back to this thing about the expenses, about the profitability. You said a minute ago, trust, you can lower expenses, you can be more efficient, et cetera, et cetera. But here's another way that you get a double shot on the bottom line. If I can trust you, if I trust you, I'm going to pay you more. Because trust has a value. And if it costs me an extra dollar to do business with you, but I know I can trust you, why would I save a dollar with somebody else if I don't know I can trust them? I don't want to have to go through all that again. Now, in the world of small business, Stephen, that's a big deal.
It's a huge deal.
And not just among small business owners. It's a big deal to big companies doing business with small business companies. Go ahead.
They want to know that they can rely upon you, that they can trust you.
Yes, yes.
And you're right. In fact, the data on this is validated, to your point. The Edelman Trust Barometer shows this, that 55% of people will pay a premium to buy a product and service from a firm, a company, that they trust.
Yeah.
For that very point. They can rely upon them. They don't have to check their backside and cover up and have these, you know, contingency plans. If they know they can trust you, that's worth something to them that they'll pay more for.
I did something for one of my big company customers years ago, and I didn't think anything about it. I just did it, and it was, but apparently it was such an odd thing that I did that one of the managers, down the line managers from the person I worked for, called me and was questioning what I did, and was worried, that thought that I was pulling something on him. And it was nothing more than me just doing what I said I would do and being honest and doing a little more than I said I was going to do. And I was talking to the person I work for, the VP, and I was asking him about that. He said, "Well, Jim, you got to realize that manager's never had a partner like you before."
Uh-huh.
And I thought, well, how sad, you know, and hopefully that person, you know, learned something about being trustworthy, about doing a little more than you say that you're going to do. And that's the kind of trust that costs nothing, but it builds profits, doesn't it?
It costs nothing, but it dramatically increases the speed and greatly enhances the profits. The corollary to the expression "nothing is as fast as the speed of trust" is to say nothing is as profitable as the economics of trust.
Mm-hmm.
When this
say,
thing
say
plays
that again.
Out,
say that again, Stephen.
What's that?
Say that again. What you just said.
Nothing is as profitable as the economics of trust.
Write that down, folks. This is going to be on the test. Go ahead, Stephen.
And so you move fast, it costs you less, you're more profitable. What happens is, see, you attract and retain customers. They stay with you longer, they're mm-hmm. more loyal to you, they give you the benefit of doubt, they buy more from you, they buy more frequently, but also they'll refer more business to you. And when they refer business to you, that's the speed of trust in action. They put their reputation on the line saying, "Hey, you can trust Jim, you can trust this business, you can trust this company and this product. I do." And see, they're going to their friends and to their colleagues and to others that trust them, and they're recommending their trust in you. And that's a transference of trust, a referral
mm-hmm.
business. So you not only get the great relationship with the existing customer, you get also referral business from them, and you acquire those new customers faster and at less cost.
And
it's the speed of trust in action, and that translates into great profitability.
And nothing is more golden than a high-quality referral.
Nothing.
Yeah, it's really something. So Stephen, what are some of the new things that you've been working on with your clients on trust? I'm saying that we're entering a new era in the marketplace
mm-hmm.
for many reasons. Institutions have changed; they've gone away. The way we're going to do business in the future, the challenges, the opportunities are going to look a little bit different. The customer, we're entering the age of the customer, Stephen. I'm talking to people about this new age of the customer, which means that customers now have control over the relationship. When we come back after these messages, I want you to talk to us about that. How is trust changing, or how is it affecting this new era? We'll do that right after these messages, folks. 10 till. Stephen M. R. Covey is our guest. The book is called The Speed of Trust.
Has come, and the land is dark.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Stephen M. R. Covey is our guest. He's the author of The Speed of Trust. He's one of the top experts on the concept of trust, this thing that's so important in all of our lives. It's so ubiquitous, but unfortunately also sometimes so undervalued. And folks, that is the biggest mistake you can make in your life and in your career, is to undervalue the power and the essence of trust. And I encourage you to read whatever you can, read Stephen's book and anybody else's that you can find on this topic, because it's important. Stephen, tell us where we can find the book.
You can go to speedoftrust.com, and there's links there. You know, obviously it's in bookstores at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, but speedoftrust.com is our website, where in addition to being able to buy the book, you can also get some free tools and like do a little survey on who trusts you and a survey on your personal credibility, this type of thing. So there's
good.
Some great tools at speedoftrust.com.
I appreciate that. Speedoftrust.com. And now I've got a beautifully inscribed hardback book, but is it out in paperback yet?
It is out in paperback.
All right, so
folks, both hardback, paperback, and the e-version.
Oh yeah, good deal. Version. We just talked about that in the previous segment about the electronic versions. Okay, talk to us about. Do you agree with me that we're entering a new age?
Absolutely, and I think you've described it right—the age of the customer, and the choices, the options, and also the transparency that's mm-hmm. out there. That, and it will only increase, aided by the internet, where people become aware of these choices and these options. And it actually puts a greater premium on building legitimate relationships of trust. Because the choices are so abundant, the options so plentiful, the transparency increasingly becoming apparent.
Well, and here's how it plays out on Main Street, out here where the rubber meets the road, Stephen. If your brand promise doesn't match up with the experience that people are posting about doing business with you, then you got a loser there.
That's right.
And that's the opposite of trust.
Well, it works in either direction.
Yeah.
And it can accelerate it or destroy it. And what's interesting is the Edelman Trust Barometer data shows this, that an employee of your company is 3 times more credible than an advertisement you might run.
Say that again.
An employee of your company is 3 times more credible, more believable, than your advertisement.
Yeah.
And when people see an advertisement, they know that you're trying to sell something.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not near as credible as what they hear.
Well, see, the thing is,
people say about what it's like to work at your company.
The thing is, Stephen, they may remember your commercial, but the only way to get a ding in branding is for people to remember a face or an experience with you.
That's right.
And that's not a commercial. That's not a brand promise. That's an actual interaction.
That's an interaction, and that's the experience that they have, and that's the way that they were treated, and that type of thing. And so that's so critical to give people those types of experiences that will build the relationship of trust.
Well, see, what you're saying now is some of the things that I've been trying to get across for some time now, and that is the future of business is not just about marketing and advertising. Those things will still be involved in our mm-hmm. we'll still be doing those things. But the future of quality, sustainable, perennial business is building communities that happen because somebody came together and you built relationships, and you can't have a community without trust.
It's trust that really defines a true community. You might have a group.
Yeah.
But what turns a group into a community, what turns a group of people into a team, is trust.
Yeah.
And yes. So that's a... I think you're right on.
And see, that's what's happening. I mean, people are seeing that happen in the social media communities now.
No question about it. It's happening everywhere. Let me tell you, Jim, what I'm finding is very interesting to people as I'm doing this work. People know that trust is important, especially now, because we've seen such a loss of trust, and we've seen it, you know, in the financial markets and other things. Mm-hmm. So people become aware of trust when they lose it, and so it's on everyone's mind. But there's kind of the two extremes. And one extreme is the person that's naive, that's gullible, that just trusts anybody and everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not very smart. That's not
right.
You know, that's being gullible. That's blind trust.
And the other extreme?
The other extreme is the person that says, you know, they don't trust anyone. They only trust mm-hmm. themselves because they say, hey, it's too risky to trust people.
Right.
And they think they're being smart. They think they're managing the risk, but they're leading out with suspicion.
Right.
And they're not fully aware of the consequences of that behavior, of not trusting anybody.
And the question you got to decide, folks, is which one of those are you? And you'll find part of that answer by asking yourself and by reading the book, The Speed of Trust, by Stephen M. R. Covey. Stephen, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Hey, thanks, Jim. It's always...
Got to go for this hour. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.